Chapter 5. And seeing the crowds, he went up onto the mountain, and when he had sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you, persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its flavor, with what will it be salted? It is then good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under the feet of men. You are the light of the world. A city located on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do you light a lamp, and put it under a measuring basket, but on a stand, and it shines to all who are in the house. Even so, let your light shine before people, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For truly, I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or part of a letter will disappear from the law, until all things are accomplished. Therefore, whoever will break one of these least commandments, and teach others to do so, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever will do and teach them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, there is no way you will enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the ancient ones, Do not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I tell you, that everyone who is angry with his brother without a cause will be liable to judgment, and whoever will say to his brother, Raa, will be in danger of the council, and whoever will say, You fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. If therefore you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there before the altar, and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly, while you are with him in the way, lest perhaps the prosecutor deliver you to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you be cast into prison. Truly I tell you, you will never get out of there until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, Do not commit adultery, but I tell you that everyone who looks at a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it away from you. Translator note, this is hyperbole or idiom meaning to stop doing a sin. End of note. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members should perish, than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off, and throw it away from you. Translator note, this is hyperbole or idiom meaning to stop doing a sin. End of note, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members should perish, than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And it was said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce, but I tell you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the cause of sexual immorality, makes her an adulteress, and whoever marries her when she is divorced commits adultery. Again you have heard that it was said to them of old time, Do not make false vows, but fulfill your vows to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither should you swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes and your no be no. Whatever is more than these is of the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not set yourself against the one who is evil. But whoever strikes you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone sues you to take away your shirt, let him have your coat also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and do not turn away him who desires to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor, and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you only greet your brothers, what more do you do than others? Do not even the non-Jews do the same? You therefore are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect.